99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello and a very beautiful good afternoon to you. My name is Joyce. Welcome to the sunny side. The sun's risen. The sun rises here. Yep. Yeah, on Nigeria Info's The Sunny Side. How are you? Well, welcome to the time of your life. So apparently between life and death is everything that should give life meaning. Well, I thank God for radio. And today, let's try make meaning out of an actual outplay within the Nigerian society. On The Sunny Side today, quite a number of things to look at. Well, doctors on strike, the president oversees his right, yeah, and yes, your right as a Nigerian to basic health care. That's going to be our first hour conversation. And after that, we're going to be looking at language and interpretation. So I give you a language, you give me the interpretation. And it's fine if the definition or interpretation is peculiar to you. I have learned that humans have their, you know, idiosyncrasies. They believe that, I mean, sometimes it just applies to you, and that's really fine, because what again is meaning if not what necessarily applies to you and how you understand the application of what applies. So regardless of what the language is, the conversation is centered around how you interpret it. And given that we couldn't conclude last week's conversation, it makes a comeback this week, which is what people mean when they say no marriage is, well, marriage is not a bed of roses, as some people have put it differently, saying, well, you know, marriage is difficult, you have to work. So what do people mean when they say that? That, and at 2:30, we're expecting Desmond to be here to bring us to consciousness about our environment, yeah, and how the world can be good or bad for it, depending on how we handle or manage the environment. My name is Joyce. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. You're on The Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
99.3 Nigeria Info's The Sunny Side. We're back on and live. Welcome to radio. My name is Joyce. Joyce Onyemowa. Okay, so let's get into it. First, let me remind you that a few days ago, you know, the news reported that there were protests, well, you know, protesters in London pretty much paid an, well, it depends. I mean, you might say it was an uninvited visit. Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, they paid the president a visit in his London home. But these were people who had a cry. They wanted the president to know that they had displeasure about the workings of things, particularly now that the nation's doctors are embarking on a strike. I thought it was not necessarily coincidental. But yes, I guess the stars align. When I came into the studio this afternoon and I heard Vaughn presenting the news, and she told us this, that 7 days after doctors in Nigeria began a nationwide strike, the National Association of Resident Doctors have threatened to shut down COVID-19 isolation centers where any member is still treating patients. Okay. Now, it also said that the ARD in charge of such a center will be fined the sum of 5 million naira. This is getting thick. Now, while this is happening, the president is not in the country. Yesterday, Dr. Fred on the show yesterday afternoon was telling us that pretty much the visit was to get a second opinion, which I thought was sheer hilarity. And then again, maybe you can't quite argue with that because you're not necessarily trying to extract understanding. Yeah, you're being told something. And look, yesterday I thought it was funny, but you know what? Today, let's talk about it. I really thought it was funny yesterday, but let's talk about it today. And the only reason this is going to be a conversation today is because of this. The president's aide, Loretta Onoche, has said the right of the president to see his personal doctors cannot be taken away. Full stop. And of course, given your human conscience, I know that you understand what that means. A person's right. You cannot take a person's right away, president or common man. Yeah? Okay. She further adds that And I think it's how she puts it. She refers to a segment of society as whalers. And this is not the first time I've heard the term whalers thrown around. But there's something about that that I think undermines the people on the other side. And when I say people on the other side, that's you and me, not in office. Yeah? Okay. So I'm going to share with you how the news reports it. I wanted to actually go to her Twitter handle. Just hold on a second. This is as criticisms continue to trail the president's decision to have a medical checkup in London. In an apparent reaction, Onoche disclosed that no amount of wailing can stop the president from embarking on medical trips, which he has been doing for years. She tweeted next year, the president will go for a routine checkup. We have been here since 2016. It's been the same wailing, so the response will also be the same. Oh, wow. At least once a year, people across the world see their personal doctors, especially one they have seen for about 40 years. Well, that's her tweeting from somewhere on the face of the planet. And here in the news, doctors are saying, well, given what you have seen the last few days, it's about to get a little bit more intense to the degree to which we're trying to recall every resident doctor, particularly now those in COVID-19 centers. And let's talk about rights here, because it would appear that maybe we haven't necessarily defined the boundaries of rights and maybe call to duty, responsibility. Like, these are active words in our conversation this afternoon. Like, so yes, the president has a right. Or does he? Given the situation, 0700-993-993-993, something about the statement sounds quite hubristic. Hubristic in the sense that it doesn't quite sympathize with, one, the situation, two, those who might have to bear the brunt of doctors being on strike. Look, I recall clearly a few days ago that I told you that sometimes when some things play out, you really don't understand it. But if you needed help to understand it, you need, say, for example, body language or the way a person describes a situation. Like, if you heard me speak, you might not necessarily know my actual intentions, but if you heard me speak, you might have a vague idea. So many of the things that we see happening in society today, the political patterns, the foreplay, yeah, the actual play, and sometimes things that you think might influence the play, it's when you read the narrative, it's when you read how the story's told. So here we are, and it quite appears the rights would be the conversation this afternoon. Actually, rights is the conversation this afternoon. The president and his fundamental human rights cannot be taken away. Or can it? 0700-993-993-993. Welcome to Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. Hello, good afternoon to you. This is Nigeria Info.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Welcome to you.
Yeah, good afternoon. Yeah. Well, anyway, my name is Bayo.
Welcome, Bayo. Speak up for us. Go ahead.
My name is Bayo. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay, well, I don't really have more time energy to counter what Onoche has said, because of course, what do you expect? So she has to do her job, and that's the reason why she's been put there. Okay, but let me just lash out at her on that particular phrase of right. Okay, so when you look at the genesis of this strike that have come to fall now, it is a result of the right. You know, the resident doctor also, they are fighting for their own right, because their own right has been taken away from them. You know, their own right is to be paid, their allowances paid, their salary, and that we have, like they have complained about, 4 months salary that's still been pending or outstanding there. So that's their right. They have families, they have dependents, and they have lives to live as well. As a matter of fact, their own life is even at risk as well. So in as much as Madam Onoche could have said that, the right of Mr. President, of course, to have foreign trips and all that, I don't argue with that. Of course, it's right. But what about have some other set of people's rights that have been taken away.
Okay.
What does she have to do with, I mean, say about that?
Well, that, what she had to say is what she has said.
No. That's a phrasal word. You understand? I mean, that's a phrasal word. That's a paid word. I mean, logically and analytically, that's why I'm throwing the question. She has to answer that. Okay?
Oh, bless your
heart. I mean, nobody is happy either. That, I mean, of course, there are a lot of innocent people now in Ferrous Hospital and all that. You know.
By the way, let me ask you, what group of society are called the Whalers? Do you know that?
No. See, I don't care. Like, you have already pinpointed it. Okay? She's talking about the third party. And the third party are people that are primarily not involved in the whole thing.
Third party.
Yeah, the third party.
A father who rushes his daughter to a hospital this afternoon, is he the third party or his dying child the third party?
Yeah, in that context. Yes, in that context, Joyce, because what...
There is no other context. She's speaking specifically about healthcare. Yeah.
Okay, you know, I get what you are saying. Sincerely, we're on the same page. But I'm just trying to, like, let me minify it, you know? We don't need to, like, I mean, when somebody says something,
okay,
like my 3-year kid or 4-year kid says something, that you are not serious. You understand? Should I have taken it as big thing, as anything, like an adult says?
Yeah, but that's your 4-year-old. But this is coming at the government level. That's the difference here. But yeah.
I mean, if she says, well, I've already said it, you wouldn't have expected anything less like that from her.
Thank
because
you.
She's been paid for it. And that is, you know, the point is that, you know, when people disabuse the truth, you know, so they make guests to be their company. So, you know, it is what Mr. President won. That's why she's been paid. That's why she's been given a lot. That's what Mr. President won. That's what
I don't know whether you thoroughly understand the consequence of making jests at the expense. All right, okay.
It's quite embarrassing.
Okay.
It's minifying the sensibility of Nigerians.
Okay.
So we don't care, you understand, because she's been paid for that. But what we are saying is that, you understand, now, where are the rights
of
this resident doctor being taken away too?
Okay, good. Let's hear other people.
Why?
Thank you.
Let people open it. Let's open it up.
All right.
Why should they say the rights of the, the residents, they
All
have
right.
families as well.
All right. Let's hear them. Okay, let's hear
so
them.
Let's,
thank you very much. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome. Turn off your radio. We're happy to have you. What's your name?
Thank you. This is Emmanuel.
Welcome, Emmanuel.
Yeah, it is unfortunate that Dr. Onoche, referred to Nigerians as whittlers.
What does it mean? Hold on. Honestly, I think I've heard that word before, but I'm honest. The meaning is lost on me. What does it mean?
So,
I mean, in this context, in the societal context, I know what it means to wail. Does she actually mean that?
I
shouldn't be asking you, yeah.
Hello, the way I see it, you know, she referred to us as whittlers because, you know, she says we complain too much. You see? And actually, the president have every right to see his personal doctor. But at the same time, we Nigerians, we have our own right to good medical facilities. But the absence of this, we have to complain. I didn't think we have all this in place. I think nobody would have complained that the president travel, you see? But this is what we see now. When we have Imam at the Mubafia who doesn't care about people, you know, anyway, God will help us.
Oh, okay. Sure. Okay. The Sunny Side. Hello, good afternoon to you. Oh, wow.
Hello, good afternoon,
Welcome.
Joyce.
Welcome. What's your name?
Thank you very much. You have Mr. Sam calling from Ikorodu.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yes. To start with the president, it's obvious that the president, as a Nigerian, has rights like every other Nigerian. And when it comes to a situation whereby everything the president said, people twist it, they find fault. So I think the man is doing well. He has the right to go for his medical checkup like every other Nigerian. So we shouldn't make any meal out of that. Then for the doctors, I always believe that everyone has rights. But where your right stop, that is where other people's rights begin. Now, if they are not statish, why on earth should they disturb the doctors that are willing not to join them to strike to save human life?
Do you suppose that the doctors who are right now on strike are selfish?
Yes, by threatening to go and stop the people that are willing to work. That means they are just selfish, they are just interested about their life. Do they know how many lives will die as a result of their stopping them? And can they continue to fight their salary, their allowances with a single human life that were lost? So if these people decided not to join the Nigerian American Association, they will force them to join. There are those that are not willing to join, okay, that they are willing to go about the work. But because of the forced nature of you must be a member of a Nigerian American Association, the people join. And now the people decided to work to save life, and they are threatening to go and force them to stop.
So given the situation right now playing in the Nigerian society where doctors are on strike, you blame the doctors solely for whatever has led to their...
I'm not blaming them, but whereby they go out of the way to stop those who are willing to save lives...
Then it's selfish of them. All right.
Yeah, they go beyond their bound. They
All
should
right.
allow those that want to walk to walk.
All right, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Rosling E. Rosling E.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yes, I understand all what you're talking about. I mean, she's on her chair. It's not the first time she's making such statements. In fact, I call her arrogant. Yes, because right from the days of the elections before the winning of Buhari coming in, she has been there. She does not regard any Nigerian. As long as that has to rock, that her position, that her post is confined. We, the ordinary Nigerian, we don't mean anything to her. I'm not sure where she's coming from at all, at all. That lady is so arrogant. She speaks and nobody calls her to order. She talks anyhow. She and her Femi Adesina, the way they address Nigerians, they don't care. Okay, the last caller now, I don't understand his point at all. Whether if the doctors go on strike and one patient dies out of their carelessness of being on strike because they're not dragging their rights.
It doesn't appear that carelessness. It doesn't appear that the strike is reckless or careless.
Thank you. Thank you. These people are fighting for their own rights. And somebody that is the head of the country left just for his own personal life, one life, to check himself abroad. And the ones that you have here stand by. People taking care of the ordinary Nigerians. You don't care about their money. You don't even talk anything about it. Nobody is saying anything about it. Now you are trying to justify yourself. Somebody is justifying the president's right being abroad. Fine. Then what is the right of these ordinary Nigerians that are sick now? The ones at the isolation center and then the people treating them. Eh? Even the COVID, this thing, I don't think it's free. I don't understand what is happening. Somebody will call on the phone and tell you that the president has right. This same last caller is the people that put this Buhari into this regime. Now he's coming again to defend him. It's unfortunate.
What?
The doctors should go on strike. Even me, I'm going on strike.
Uh-oh. Are you a doctor yourself?
Not really, but on my own.
That is, look at that. Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to
Hello.
You.
Welcome. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome. Yes. What's your name?
My name is Charles.
Welcome, Charles.
Yes. The DMB is in UK now. He was going on medical trip while the doctors were going on strike. Okay, look at what is happening in Nigeria now. When a father is not in the house, what happened? Look. Let me tell you, Joyce.
It's a little confusing.
I remember
what
statement.
Yeah.
Let me quote Tunde Bakare, the pastor. Pastor Tunde Bakare. When Yar'Adua was in power, he said a chief president cannot lead a dying nation like Nigeria. So Buhari should be told that a chief president cannot lead a dying nation like Nigeria. Nigeria is dying. Good afternoon.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon. So I'm really also trying to expatiate the picture in my imagination, but look at all the work I have to do to make this a solid conversation. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. And, well, we are trying to understand the language, yeah, given that today's worthy of note of Mrs. Onoche and what she means when she refers to a certain side of the nation as whalers, and then pretty much reminds you that the president has a right. And I think that's really a conversation worth having. The president has a right, and his rights cannot be taken away from him. Plus, the doctors in the nation are on strike and intend to thicken the strike. Then the question is, let's talk rights then. The rights of the president cannot be taken away, or can it. 99.3 Nigeria Info, good afternoon.
Hello, George, good afternoon.
Welcome.
Yeah, this is Mr. Sunday calling.
Welcome, Sunday.
George, Mr. Sunday here is so arrogant. Okay, if the president have the right to travel abroad to go and check his health, whatever, be it routine, medical checkup, whatever. Joy, the same Mr. President said that under his administration that nobody from this country will go out to travel out for medical checkup. The same president who made that law, the same president is one breaking the law, violating the law.
But hold on. What do you think the lady suggests when she supposes that a group of society are whalers? Do you think you understand what she means?
Of course, I understand what she means. All right. Now, just listen. If the president has the right, as it is the president's right to travel abroad and go and segment himself, then why the house is on fire? Joyce, I believe that you yourself, you run for your own life. So it is the right of the doctors here in Nigeria to fight for their own rights. Everybody is fighting for their own rights. Joyce, I just recognize what the last caller said, that I think the back I said that a sick president cannot lead or rule or govern a sick nation like Nigeria. Buhari is sick mentally and however it is, he's sick. So let him be. They cannot leave this country.
Why do you feel he's sick mentally? Would that be accurate? I don't think that's accurate.
My sister, you don't understand me.
No, so I don't know that the correct definition, I don't know that what you could be right in this regard would be mental illness.
Interesting.
Yeah,
no,
I mean,
let me explain myself.
Okay.
Let me explain myself to you. Okay, somebody who went out for medical checkup, right?
Mm-hmm.
In London over there, or in UK over there.
I mean, it's not a mental problem. Come on now.
Hold on. He went to medical checkup there, right? From there, he appoints an IG for Nigeria. Your house is on fire and you are pursuing rats. They're going after rats. Just it's not done anywhere. It's not done anywhere. As a matter of fact, I'm also joining the doctors on this strike.
Uh-oh.
The judiciary are on strike. The ASU are on strike. Joyce, everybody is going on strike in this nation. Joyce, for once, all these things need to be corrected. For how long will we keep on crying come with the president? Yes, he will turn deaf ear.
Okay.
President Buhari has failed this country.
So,
the president. Boy, this is the man I voted for. This man has failed us. Let us get this in once and for all.
Okay, well, the patients are going to suffer
for
it.
Somebody called and said that if you don't want to go on, so that you should keep on, there's no need going on force, know that we want to work.
Yeah.
Joyce, that is the reason why we are where we are today. Because some people we like agree. I remember the last protest, the ENSAS protest. Those in the north over there, they were clamoring that they need SAS in their place. At north. Why we, the Southerners, are kind of, we don't want SAS. Okay, them over there are kind of, they need SAS. SAS. Now, Joyce, all the SARS, let them go over there. Or haven't they gone over there? But yet, what is happening over there now is still happening.
Okay.
Because it's high time we come as one Nigeria that we claim to be. Let us join hands together. This nation is dying, is decaying.
Okay.
Is decaying.
All right.
In the hand of President Muhammadu Buhari.
Okay.
So
thank you.
Let this thing be corrected once and for all.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. So here, even the educated, the not so formally educated, seem to be saying the same thing. Well, I think for me, it was the tone of the message. She supposes that, well, you're whalers. You're just shouting. Look, that's the right of the president. That's his right. He's exercising his right. But then the nation is on strike. And then it begs the question, rights. Who has more rights than the other? And given that the nation needs to be served, 0700-993-993-993, welcome to Nigeria Info. Whalers, well, that's a tag for some Nigerians. Maybe not all. I don't even understand what she meant. I think I'm choosing to not admit that I understand what she means when she says that. Nigeria Info. Hello. Can you hear us?
Joyce.
Welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Wachile, and I'm calling you from Badagry.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I've heard the talk about Norita Nochie comment. When the woman talks, she always talk arrogantly. She don't have respect for Nigerians. And he don't believe because her position, he look down on Nigerians. He's not good.
I mean, it sounds like you think it's just not good? Do you understand that one Nigerian today will drive her son or his son?
Me, you see, the character of arrogance in this country is what makes this country to be where it is today.
All right.
Tribalism is the second attitude that makes this country. Look at the Buhari appointment, one-sided. At this, look at every side. We are not unity in heart. We don't love ourselves. Everybody hates each other. What is the meaning of that one, Nigeria? If we can't live together, if we can't love each other, the best thing is for us to go each other, go different ways. That woman, the way she talked to me, well, is somebody that talking too much. You call Nigeria talk at you. That is, you are always talking. That is what you mean by that welling that you use, that word of well.
Okay.
Yeah, all the time, you people like to talk. That's what he means. But you don't consider herself. If you're in the shoe of all these medical doctors, I'm not saying that the strike they are going is right, because it's the government that pushed them into that strike. Assuming government, you know, agree on the agreement they reach on, this strike will not come on. Will not come on. But because of government dribbling, manipulation attitude, Maradona lifestyle of this government is making things rocking like this. It's no good. I'm not happy. Everybody is Nigeria. Buhari doesn't owe this Nigeria alone. We all owe this Nigeria, and we all will join hands to make it work.
Okay.
If we want.
I like that. If we want. Thank you very much for calling. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Oh.
What's your name?
It's a nice topic this morning.
Thank you. What's your name?
Madam Obi.
Okay, go ahead.
See, there are people I thought will not be able to call Nigeria Info again. Those people that supported Buhari, Mr. Akpan that said his PV, his voter's card and that of his wife has been kept for Buhari in 2019. Plus, this elderly man that I expected that should speak as an elderly person, Mr. Sam, formerly from Ebute Meta, now from Ikorodu. Look at him telling you that Buhari has the right. That, yes, that where this person's right stop is where the other person's own start. And he did not listen to himself to know that, okay, where Buhari's right stopped is where the right of those medical doctors start. Where their own stop is we are our own. We also, as Nigerians, though we are being called whalers, we became whalers since the inception of this government. It started with Femi Adesina. He was the first person that called us whalers.
Look, so, that's so disrespectful.
So, a woman like me, just because her own family will be abroad, if they need any medical attention, they will go if they are not there. A woman like me, a mother, did not think of it when she called Nigerians whalers. Joyce, someone that you have little percent of respect for, even if it's just 10%, you will not call that person a whaler just like that.
Right.
So Mr. Sam should know that we also have our rights. We deserve good medical medical treatment.
All right.
But now,
pardon me, I have to go off on a break right now, if you don't mind, please.
It's okay.
Thank you. The Sunnyside with Joyce. 99.3 Nigeria Info. The president exercised his fundamental human right to travel overseas for his annual medical checkup. And off that singular action came criticism about his decision to travel overseas for a medical checkup while the doctors in his country were observing a strike. And even worse, they're threatening to make it even thicker by retrieving other working doctors to join the strike, else they'll face a fine. But here, the president's aide, Loretta Anoche, has said that it's the right of the president, and if you have a problem with it, you're regarded as a whaler. And while that is something worth considering, I thought rights will be a great conversation to talk about on radio this afternoon. Fundamental human right, both of the president and of the people. And if rights are to be exercised, how would it play? Adamu on Twitter says, if it's the rights of the president to see doctors overseas, then it's our right to demand what? It's the right to ban foreign rights. You're confusing me. I think I didn't quite get that. Iron Man says, what the lady meant by whalers, she's referring to the president's critics. That's one of the tricks they have employed over time to shut people up. And this is the president who vowed to stop every public office holder from medical tourism abroad. Today, he's flying like a bird. Thank you very much, Iron Man. Nigeria Info. Hello, let's talk rights. Welcome to the sunny side. Hello. Okay.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Speak up for us. You have about 2 minutes.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Okay, quick one. So I just want to make one.
What's your name?
My name is Bayo.
Okay.
I'm just calling, but I just want to make one or two suggestions. First of all, please try to be moderating time for people. I think they are taking too longer time. And also let people be there even to the real basis of the conversation, because I heard some people talking about SARS and all that. You know, they are trying to, making the things much more ambiguous. And also probably...
The conversation wasn't about SARS. Someone made a reference. Wait, please. Somebody made a reference to it. And he came right back to the conversation. It wasn't a detour.
Yeah, well,
so if a person feels like they want to make a reference, it's okay. He didn't sway off.
I'm just trying to get at that.
People are thinking, and so they have to, their imagination needs words and references, and that's what they did. I can't see how that stressed you out enough to call back.
And also, you know, insulting, you know, the personality of Mr. President, I don't think it's...
Who insulted that?
Yeah, when somebody's saying the president is mentally sick and all...
Yeah, we corrected that. Thank you very much for calling. That was corrected. Thank you. Well, for the break, we'll be right back. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome if you have just tuned in. We're trying to understand rights and where it applies. Well, a caller called in earlier on saying that the doctors are selfish for not just choosing to be on strike, but then compelling other doctors who are willing to work to embark on the same strike. He actually suggests that that there would be consequences, particularly for those who might need doctors these times. Well, we don't know how long this time is going to be. So already a little over a week. Now, about a week now. Yeah. And he's suggesting that, there would be not necessarily consequences directly to the doctors, but that people would have to feel the brunt of this singular action by doctors who he feels are selfish, given that they should consider the situation in the country. Well, that's one argument. The other argument is rights. So I think for me, what we're trying to extract is rights. Like, how would rights apply in this situation? Someone has just sent me a message, a screenshot of what would appear to be a message from the president's handle, something he pretty much tweeted a few years ago, suggesting that the people should not allow themselves be taken for granted. Well, of course. But then maybe in understanding why you shouldn't be taken for granted, we can only make sense of that when we understand rights. So I believe that you believe that the president has a right to choose, decide, like he has rights. But then when we look at the nation, let's explain what those rights mean and the boundaries of those rights, if there are any boundaries, and how these rights, depending on how they're exercised, influence one or everyone. 0700-993-993-993. Remember that the president's aide, Mrs. Onoche, suggests those who have a problem with the president's choice to go overseas are whalers. Well, thanks to everyone who's trying to make sense of that. On the sunny side, good afternoon to you. This is Nigeria Info. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Good afternoon to you.
Hello. Good afternoon, Joyce. How are you today?
Fine. Thank you very much for calling. What's your name?
Okay, thank you. My name is Shola. I'm calling from Maryland.
Thank you very much.
Normally, I wouldn't respond to the return of two and some additional. Because over the years, I'm used to them saying things that don't make any sense.
They don't make any sense?
They don't make any sense.
Really?
They talk on Nigeria and they act as though they are on air. They don't make absolutely no sense. But on this matter, the president has rights and he also has responsibility. That part that we looked at. I would not say you don't seek medical help.
Mm-hmm.
But wouldn't you jeopardize the health of 200 million Nigerians and be so careless about the way you handle issues with the country? Another voting since Abiola's election.
Yeah.
Nigeria has never been this bad. And the country is putting a path under its watch. And it's so insensitive to it. It should call these guys to order. I'm not contesting that he has rights. But he also has all the possibility to take care of the good of Nigeria.
Do you suppose that the responsibility that the president has to cater to the nation is not one that he is thoroughly carrying out?
Is totally, you're totally giving a lot of credit. Yes. Abdicated that responsibility.
Okay.
For security, for healthcare, for well-being, for everything. Nigeria is at the worst it has been in the past 40 years.
So meaning that when we say responsibility, someone has let the ball down, or maybe a number of people have let the ball down.
Yes, coming from the one on who's the box stop.
Oh, wow.
Has abandoned his office. He's not doing anything for the country.
Oh, so that's the word, abandon his office.
For the sake of conscience and accountability and integrity, you travel the world on the day your doctors are going on strike. And look, they're not even paying attention. A country has to be in integrity. When you come to the table to negotiate as a country, let your words be your bond. When I see you, they negotiate, they deceive, they go back, they go to their premises, nothing gets done. Is this a country?
Well, it is a country. It's that maybe the way the country, I mean, maybe it's the problems in the country that we're even trying to understand. And if a presidential aide is saying something like, well, if you have a problem with the president traveling overseas, then you're a whaler. Like, what could she mean by saying that?
No, Loretta Onoche is intellectually challenged. And I think because of her paymaster, she decided just to err on the part of stupidity.
Do you think it's an intellectual problem? Or
she has compromised her mind. You know, when you tell yourself a lie all the time, you don't think it's true. Because it is obvious that the president has abandoned the responsibility. What are you getting it right?
So hold on a second. I want to suggest, do you think it's an intellectual problem, or do you think that she is separate from reality?
She has chosen to be separate from reality. When you believe a lie for so long, the lie becomes the truth to you. Because of her paymaster, she decided to shut her eyes to what's over to everybody and think the same things are the thinking thing.
But don't be surprised that she's not shutting her eyes. It's just not her reality. I mean, she's certainly within that class where you would rate her around top 5%, maybe not top 5, maybe top 20% of society.
But as you know, she has family members that live in poverty. No matter how highly placed you are.
Yeah, so it might not be necessarily an intellectual challenge. It might just be she's not quite, she doesn't understand the problem down here.
If you are aware of what's happening in the third world, it's a matter of trying. You choose just to because of your paymaster, decide not to face reality. It's a choice. But she just showed herself, pushing this down her throat. Go out for this, the worst government you had in the first 40 years, the idea that the worst thing to, I don't want to save this country. I don't tell you, for 2023, you should get out and vote and put it to just out. I'm so sorry about that, but that's where I think you have to go.
Well, thank you. Sometimes I feel like I should just come to radio and play music, because it would appear that some topics actually just make some people get a little upset. Well, thank you very much for calling. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Yes, good afternoon.
Welcome, what's your name?
Joyce. Yes, Mr. Pardon is my name.
Thank you very much.
The truth must be told.
Okay.
Nigerians are whalers.
Oh, tell us about it.
Yes, because it's a language from the presidency.
Okay. What would it mean? Is it like Nigerians complain too much even when they're given the best of everything?
What means is that we will do whatever we want to do. The way they talk, they can't do anything. Onogun was removed, Nigerians talk, they didn't do anything. Elections were rigged. Nigerians were shouting, nothing happened. Lopsided appointments were done. Nigerians were only talking, nothing happened. Okay. The only language Nigerian that the government understands is an action. When everybody is talking, nobody is talking. When people are talking in the market, nobody is talking. But what the federal government understands is when you break one pipeline, they will say, hey, come, who is talking there? Until every department, every ministry goes on strike, the federal government will keep on seeing us as whalers. They will keep on talking.
There you go. So really what you're suggesting that what the whaling means is the lack of action.
Lack of action. They can't do anything. They will only talk. They will only speak. They will only talk. Nothing will happen. That is what they believe in the presidency. It is a general language. Don't just blame that woman. Don't just blame that woman. It is a language that is being used in the corridor of power.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. Oh, wow. Sounds like I just learned something new. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome.
What's your name? Happy on the line.
Thank you
Let
very
me
much.
Keep my mouth to the conversation as the one of the whalers they take us for. Hello, can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Now, you know, because one will begin to justify most of this thing that these people are doing in our own part. You see, we have the case of Yahoo guys coming the years of their medical allowances. You get...
Sorry, bring now, it back. What did you say?
I said, like, we have... In Nigeria, one of the scammers in the whole world. You get...
No, I didn't get that.
It's one of the... Nigeria in the scamming league is one of the scammers, so to say, with other countries.
Oh, Nigeria is a scammer?
Yes. When it comes to Yahoo stuff...
Okay, fraud. Okay, go ahead, yeah.
Yes. Now... We have a country that we have a government that say one thing and do another thing. Like, so was it you that said they block people from traveling outside Nigeria, but here he is traveling outside. Medical doctors, is their right to get their money being paid, their allowances and everything. The president be the first citizen, supposed to lead an example for other people to follow. You get?
Okay.
And for him to go that woman to come and justifying the right he needs to go out to take his meds. Fine and good, but have you really built a medical health center in the country that can take care of you?
So are you saying that the president cannot travel overseas until he ensures that his country is working?
He can travel, but when you have problems, they say you can't be looking for rats in a house that is on fire. You get funny, so funny.
Some of your parables are quite unclear.
Your house won't be on fire and you're looking for us.
Well, that's not so important here,
You have a whole lot of things to say to the country, then you're leaving your country outside.
Okay.
Now, was it IGP? You sack IGP from outside Nigeria. What does it show? Vice President is here. You is supposed to give him authority, like he's supposed to be the president. Because whenever you allow the country, your vice became the automatic president. But you're outside Nigeria, ruling your country.
All right.
Then again, those people that will take care of you, you are taking the Commonwealth outside Nigeria. The people, the nurses, the doctors that will take care of you, are they not the same human being in the country? You are paying them. They are ordinary people, so to say. Maybe those guys, they are people that take care of people that come to do one or two things.
All right, thank you.
Nigeria, we're supposed to have our professionals taking care of our own, our first president, our first citizens.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. On Twitter, someone says, good afternoon to you, Joyce. I'd like to suggest that we masses fight on behalf of the doctors. Well, I think today has suggested that quite a number of Nigerians are not just in support of the doctors going on strike, but you're also willing to, as my tweet is saying here, Buluwa is saying here that, you know, let's fight with the doctors. I've had a number of callers calling and say, look, I'm on strike too with the doctors. So, you know, somewhere in my head, I'm thinking if everybody goes on strike, what does that amount to? Because right now we're just hearing a part of a sector in society observing a strike, and I'm thinking, what are the consequences of that? You have to know that, you know, a man from the north or south or east or west will go to a hospital. He'll go to a public hospital and then he could be turned back, or there's no doctor to attend to him, no nurse, no health worker. And it's not like he doesn't have money to take care of his child, but is that a system is not there to serve him. And there's something about that that breaks the human spirit. There's something about that that breaks the human spirit. First of all, there is the economy to consider. Then there is the fact that, well, not everybody can afford a private hospital. And it's okay if you can't afford it. But to live in a society where it doesn't quite appear that something like healthcare, even with money in your pocket, can be... I mean, even when doctors were not on strike, we heard all the stories that we heard. Sometimes there's no light, there's no syringe. I remember when my mom was here that we went to get her tested. And I remember one of the nurses said, oh, there's no syringe. And I thought, you're joking, right? And she was like, oh, there's no... And I thought, what if this was an emergency? And doctors were not on strike then. So here we hear the president's aide say something like, look, that's the right of the president to go overseas. And if you have a problem with that, you're a whaler. So first, I'm trying to even understand what she means when she says that. Because she's trying to say something. I think whaling is a euphemism for something. There's an implication to that statement. That's one. Then there is rights of the people. So the doctors have a right. You have a right. I have a right. The rich have a right. The poor have a right. And somehow this right has to work in symphony. There has to be a harmony to our rights. So I think the question is how does the rule of human rights in this situation apply, given that the president is overseas for treatment and Nigerians are here, and God forbid something happens to you right now, we can't guarantee nothing. There's no guarantee. There's no, we can't promise you any, we can't promise you nothing. 0700-993-993-993. This is Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Hello, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome, what's your name?
Yeah, thank you. This is Mesa Emmanuel.
Yeah. The president writes the citizen and whalers. That's some context.
So that woman, what she says, that we in Nigeria, we can only complain, we can, you know, without action. So we are, you know, we are good, but we cannot bite. This time we complain, but no action. So whatever what we see, they will do whatever they like. So there's nothing we can do. We are Momo. According to Mr. Doris, we have been complaining all the while, but we cannot start one day and then say something unity. That is why. And this thing will continue.
So you suppose that there is a lack of unity in the Nigerian voice, and the voices of the masses?
Yes, that's okay. Lack of unity.
Okay.
We only complain. We complain, even we complain till next year, not will happen, let me tell you. And some people are saying that, wait, 2023 is coming. Who tells you whether Nigeria will exist 2023, the way things are going? Because under this man now, I'm sorry, Nigeria will not exist too.
Before why? Do you think it's really that bad? I mean, have you lost faith?
My sister, let me tell you, it is really that bad. If you go out, you see how people are suffering, you see how people are lamenting, you see how people are dying every day, every minute people are dying. Is so bad. We're outside, so we see what is going on.
I mean, I'm outside too, but you know, I don't know every human story. That's why I try to bring some of these stories on radio so that we can talk about it and we can hear the human angle of this story to understand the gravity of what it is we're contending with here.
I know that you're outside, but you cannot be as close to, commoners as we are.
I'm a commoner too. I'm not your presidential aide, though.
I know. You may not be Loretta or Lochi, but at least I cannot compare myself with you now.
Why not?
No, I cannot compare myself with you.
The only difference between you and I right now is the location.
I disagree with you. So, we Nigerians must stand up, according to Mr. Doris.
So a lack of action is what this is about, a lack of action.
Exactly. All right. Okay, see the last answer. See what happened.
where we spoke with one voice, what happened? The council said, let me tell you, this government, what it needs, what it understands is only strike and action. If you complain, Buhari doesn't care. Last year, when Obasanjo called, Obasanjo said that Buhari is sick, body and soul and spirit, you know, that time I don't like the language, but now I now realize that Obasanjo is saying the truth.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. It's very intense to just think Nigerian, speak Nigerian. It really gets very intense. Particularly, I mean, for me today is a very complex one because I understand that the president has rights. And then yesterday I thought it was funny when the doctor in the studio said something about, well, he went overseas for a second opinion. I thought it was funny. And then I heard his aide say, well, look, it's the president's rights to go overseas. And then I told myself, but the doctors in the nation are on strike. Like, really what this is you can see someone who needs to be attended to and it's an emergency, and we can save that person if doctors were not on strike. And here today, chances are someone is going to die today and the situation could have been helped. And if nothing breaks your heart, I don't know what else can. Like, it's a very, I think maybe I'm trying too hard to comprehend it. That's why I'm looking for a uniform ground, something like rights, like the rights of a person. So at what point, I mean, how do we merge these rights, the rights of the man in office and the rights of the people? So you are the people. And you have a platform to speak. So let's talk about rights, the rights of the president to go overseas. And you're right, that's if you have any. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Hello?
Hello?
Welcome, what's your name?
This is Victor. I'm calling from Aja.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so talking about rights, for me, there's a legal aspect to this and there's also a moral aspect to this.
Okay, thank you.
So let me talk about the legal aspect of this, which is basically the rights that you've identified. I mean, for instance, the president going to the UK for medical treatment.
Yeah.
I mean, he has the right to life. Ordinarily, if I'm sick, for instance, and I need the best medical attention, so it's a corollary to my right to life. I just want to seek the best medical attention for me to stay alive.
Yeah.
So that is that point of view.
Legal.
So I want to do everything necessary for me to stay alive, get the best medical treatment, the best healthcare treatment.
Yeah.
And that's it. So for the doctors, the resident doctors who are on strike.
And the Nigerians who need the doctors to not be on strike for them to get a paracetamol or get a prescription.
Yes, and so I will take that together with the doctors.
Uh-huh, please.
And that is the doctors also have a right to life, and this is the perspective of their right to life, which is that there have been cases in Nigeria and also court cases now in Nigeria and also in India, where the courts have actually held that when you deprive somebody of his livelihood, you are also by extension depriving that person of his right to life. We have such cases in Nigeria.
I mean, thank you very much for the legal interpretation. Invariably, you're infringing on a person's right to life.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And also in other jurisdictions as well.
Okay.
When an employer terminates an employee's contract of employment, when you unlawfully, when you sack somebody, when you don't pay somebody's entitlement, you are by extension depriving that person of his right to life, even though it's a deprivation of his right to livelihood. So by extension, it's a deprivation of that right. So bringing that home now, when you haven't paid doctors for a very long time and you are going on strike, they also have a right to life as well. They have their families who need to get the proper care, who needs to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And for Nigerians as well.
I will speak on the Nigerian one because now that I'm listening to you, I'm loving the picture in my head. So basically you're saying that the doctor has a right to life and that the doctor's availability helps the citizen or contributes to the citizen's right to life.
Absolutely.
Wow.
It's a domino effect.
Exactly.
It's a domino effect. If one side of the equation is not balanced, I mean, it trickles down to the entire equation not being balanced. So I just want to provide some clarity on the legal,
You have no idea how grateful I am for that. Thank you very much. At least people can understand the intensity of this. So given the situation right now, it's safe to assume, I think, are you a legal person?
Yes, I'm a lawyer, yes.
Thank you very much. So given the situation, it is my testimony, at least it is my understanding that there, it can be suggested that there is an infringement to life here in this situation.
Absolutely, based on deprivation of means of livelihood.
Isn't radio wonderful? Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank
you're welcome.
You.
Bye.
Oh, wow. Oh, well. So did you hear that? So given the situation, we can extract some sensibility that there is what can be called an infringement to life, even in a legal context, even in a legal context. So when a government aide says something like, well, you're whalers, we're due for a break. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Well, thanks to those who suggested that what we can extract from the word or the context of the word whalers in the situation would be a lack of human action or reaction to something. So I'm leaving that to you to determine what the Nigerian people need to do. Well, some of you have said, look, I'm on strike with the doctors. If they go on strike, I follow them. 99.3 Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. My name is Joyce. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The sunny side. My name is Joyce, and I have a gentleman here, Shegun, who says, Joyce, thanks very much for the sunny side. I really enjoy radio. Thanks to that last caller. Honestly, he has helped us to cross the T, which is that given the situation, the president indirectly is infringing on our rights to life. Well, yeah, at least from a legal angle, it's safe to suggest that that's really what we're dealing with. And in my head, I'm thinking, so if that happened to me, can I sue the government? You know, that's looking at it from a legal angle. Welcome if you have just tuned in. I'll take more conversation and then we'll segue into something else. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info, your foremost talk radio station. And can I say that Nigeria has to survive. I don't know that we have any other option. Northern, Eastern, Western, Southern, we have to survive, and we must call our problems by name, and the vision must be singular. Yeah? Okay. So meaning that if you are me and I'm and me is you, then the problem is not us then. So we can determine what the problem is outside of me and you and then try to work it. Yeah? 0700-993-993-993. Whalers. Wow. Nigeria Info. Wow. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Speak up for us. Tell us your name.
My name is Charles William.
Thank you very much. Could you speak up? That would be better so we can hear you clearly.
Yeah, Joyce.
Okay.
Talking about strike, talking about rights.
And the doctors who intend to call back, withdraw COVID doctors, doctors in the isolation centers. I mean, this is a pandemic. We need doctors everywhere.
Yes, we need doctors everywhere. But their rights have been really infringed upon. You can imagine if the president, on his way out for medical treatment out there, is refused by the United Kingdom.
Is refused by the UK?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
And for that lady who is representing the so-called presidency, is telling us in our face that we only moan and have this loud cry, but we can't do anything.
Wow! Do you think that's meaning, is that how it makes you feel?
The meaning of why that is a long, high pitch, you know, cry like mourners who have a long, high pitch cry.
Like people who cry at a funeral,
rather than just crying and crying and crying.
Wow.
But I think it's high time Nigerians who are commoners should come together and fight this menace called the so-called governors who have actually hijacked the governance and they do what they feel like.
Let me consider your idea, the one you suggested where you said, what if the UK turned the president back? What do you think would have happened?
Of course, if they send him back, he'd come back to Nigeria and the doctor in Nigeria will have to treat him.
Yeah.
So if you didn't pay them, of course they are on strike. You also died.
Wow.
Was there a time that the presidency or the president or his case cried that they have not been paid?
Yeah.
No, we've never had. They are always getting their pay. How are they getting it? Why won't they pay these people who suffered daily to look after other people's health?
All right.
He's on his way out. Free aircraft, free food, everything free. Why can't, why wouldn't they insult him?
Something in me tells me maybe she didn't mean it. You know, I'm trying to disbelieve what I read. I think maybe she didn't mean it.
She meant it.
Yeah.
She wouldn't have said that.
All right. Thank you very much for calling.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Bless your heart. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Mm.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
This is Jess Lokwe.
Thank you. Welcome. See, go ahead.
Yeah, I support the woman.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Honestly, we
okay.
can't do anything.
All right.
In fact, even if she sees worse than what she said, nothing is going to happen. We are just going to wail and wail. And that's all we can do.
Are you supporting her that she is right? Or are you being cynical with your support? Are you suggesting, well, yeah, she's actually correct. You guys are just crybabies.
Yes. That is the truth. What can we do? Have we gone out? All we do is talk and talk and talk. Shout, shout, shout. What have we done? Everyone we talk, but no action. Action speaks louder than voice. So she's even daring Nigerians. In fact, with this, if this was abroad, I think she would have resigned by the time the youth, all of us, come together. Like, president should be back in Nigeria. And I want to say something about outsiders, like UK, America, I don't know, all those countries.
They don't
love Nigerians. Honestly, they don't love us.
It's not necessarily their responsibility to love you. Don't you love yourself?
Wait. Even if it is not their responsibility, yeah? They see the situation. The British, I'm talking about the British, they were the ones who colonized Nigeria. So automatically, they know this man is ruling badly. And they allowed him. Normal to me, if they really care, I don't know if it's possible, they are supposed to deny him. For him to be ashamed of himself, I think.
But you're forgetting that this is a neoliberalized world.
This is a capitalist
world.
If we get to a stage, you know how they, because they are not interested in Nigeria. Yeah, if they are interested in a country, like okay, what happened in Libya? Americans, they went there, they destroyed that country. They have interest. I don't know.
Right.
Maybe Buhari is settling them or they are settling. I don't know. But
no, I'm sure he has health insurance. It's a money system.
So
I don't think a country will turn you back if you're going to pay for health care.
Is this the right time for him to go? And they know what is going on in Nigeria. You can't tell me.
So then the right time, the context of right time is subjective because president needs a medical checkup.
Okay.
That's not subject to time. He needs it when he needs it.
Okay. For me, I think if they really care about blacks.
Yeah.
British, they are supposed to return this president that went there. They are supposed to return him back. So whatever that is not working.
But he has a right as a person
to
travel anywhere.
The right. See, they also have the right to return him. If
okay.
they deny him, what's he going to do? Or are you saying because he's the president, they don't have the right to deny him?
Well, no, I'm not suggesting that.
Oh, good. I think that's the next thing all these European countries need to be doing for all these black presidents.
Okay. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hello, good afternoon to you. This is Nigeria Info. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome, what's your name?
My name is Faze.
Okay, you have to speak up for us, okay, so everybody else can hear you while you try to make sense of this. Thank you.
Can you hear me?
I can, yes, please, go ahead, if you can hear me.
All that has been good, with all these happenings, I think Nigerians should be looking at making their politicians do some things before they assume power. Things like politicians allowing their children school in Nigeria, politicians receiving health care mandatorily in Nigeria. It should be mandatory. So some of these social, if they are not participating in some of these things, they won't They won't change it. They won't make
okay.
it better.
Okay.
Because once they can go abroad, receive health care, receive quality education abroad, they won't try to change what they have here. We should start talking to our politicians about them doing 10 years. Hello?
I'm with you.
Yeah.
And so, this is something people have suggested quite a number of times, actually.
What we can do about this Buhari movement is the first tenure, foul tenure. Everybody heard this song. 3 years, 4 years tenure, 3 years holiday. So all these things, we are just going to keep ranting. We should start talking about the real issues. The real issues.
Okay.
The real issues.
Okay.
We need to talk about the real issues.
All right. All right. Thank you very much for suggesting that. I'm glad everyone is listening. And everyone can use your tongue to count your teeth to understand the burden that every Nigerian bears being Nigerian. Hello?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name?
Yes, my name is Sunday.
Okay, Sunday, you have to speak up, all right? Go ahead.
Yeah. I think I have already moved my visit from the presidency. President. I think we should now turn our meeting to the Senate, the legislators. I think the judiciary has started their own now. We should look into them. We need the real people that are supposed to be fighting and be fighting the president. The president is just the only one person. Let's look at the Senate. What is their role?
Okay.
Let's look at the legislators. What is their purpose?
Okay.
Are we still worried about the president? If they are not satisfied,
you're breaking up.
They didn't do what they're supposed to do. They know what they're supposed to do.
Okay.
We leave them and started blaming the presidency. Those people are enjoying themselves. They have houses in Dubai and everything. I've been blaming them. They are the one holding our problem. They are the, for me, my own personal opinion, they are the enemy of this country.
Uh-oh.
They are the enemies of this country.
Because
they know what to do.
Oh, because they know what to do.
They are denying that. The people that are denying us, you should forget about the president. The Senate, the legislators, they are the big boys enjoying themselves.
Big boys.
They are not sitting. How many times do they sit? We pay them big money and we leave them and we start blaming the presidency. If they stand up to do what they're supposed to do, Nigeria will be good.
If the Senate stands up, Nigeria will be good.
Yes,
thank you.
The legislators, the Senate.
All right.
Those people, let's train our channels to those who start hammering on them.
All right.
Stand up.
All right. Beautiful. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. I really do appreciate every angle every Nigerian has shared on the show today. Good afternoon to you. You'll be my final caller.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome.
Thank you. Final caller. My name is Chris. I'm calling from Amu Odofi.
Okay.
I think Loretta is simply addressing to our ignorance. You call the people willers, and it's simple. The people are ignorant. Look at what the last
I don't know that you made it. I don't know you made that statement any easier by adding ignorance to it. I don't even know you made it any easier.
I don't make it easy. I don't want to make it easy. I want to further put it up to you so that we understand.
Okay.
Let me use an analogy to describe this. The Young Shall Grow is a public transport bus, and the driver drives and is going to Enugu.
Yeah.
And on the road, the motor breaks down. Everybody in the bus are calling the owner. The Young Shall Grow, the owner that is in Lekki, tell him the bus has broken down. What will the owner of the bus do in on the road in Onitsha when the bus has broken down, when the driver is there? Now, let us look at what has happened with the law. The judicial workers are on strike. Buhari signed an executive order freeing the judiciary from the hold of the executive and say, give the money to the judiciaries directly to them. The state governments are not doing it. Judicial workers went on strike. People are calling Buhari. What has the man not done to make the judiciary independent? A governor will carry all the security votes, put in his pocket, carry money and give judicial workers, judges motor, give judges house, debase the judiciary, the legislator debase them. And then this man, Buhari, has come up to set up things in a proper perspective. You people, just any small strike, please tell me, Joyce, in the history of Nigeria, Professor Atahiru Jega led the highest strike in ASU years back. I was still trying to find my way into the university then. Did you hear of any president that came to sit down on the negotiation table? These are government bureaucracies. They applied for this hazard allowance. The only thing Buhari would have done, if he feels that the health work, the negotiating team are not doing well, he sacked them. But he cannot come and sit down and do the negotiation with them. Bureaucracies are the problem with Nigerian governance. Bureaucracies and legislators are the problem with our society.
So you're supporting the last caller. You're pretty much echoing his sentiment.
I am much more in support of any other person. I think the last caller is even supporting me because I've been trying to call you since 12 o'clock.
Okay.
Because the other day I spoke about APC, giving them 24 years. You said they should give me an APC shirt. And I keep telling you, we have to be realistic.
This problem didn't start today. Look at the actual strike the whole of last year. That was an agreement that was signed in 2012. Was Buhari there then? And the money, this strike will continue. Strike has been part of our life because we don't live well.
I mean, what do you mean we don't live well? We're trying to aim for wellness here.
Because there is no money. Everybody's stealing the money. Bureaucracies is taking things away.
Oh.
There are no infrastructures. There's so limited money to do with so many things. So if a medical doctor wants to live a good life, he just applies and goes abroad. I went to my hospital yesterday for a checkup. Two doctors, my nurse, have left Nigeria. They're in UK.
Oh.
So what do you do?
Okay.
We have the honest to God truth is, let people stop blaming presidents. Let us say our society is not properly structured. If it's a good South Africa.
What do you think is going to take to restructure society? Because, you know, we've really thrown that word around loosely when we say restructure.
That is what the guy said. That is what the last caller said. Look at the legislators. Look at the governors. Buhari came in and said, no minister is traveling. If you want to travel, get a permission from me. Nobody is applauding him for that. During the last dispensation of PDP, ministers were...
Well, he's not home himself. I mean, when you say clap for him, he's not even going to get it if we did. He's not home.
He's not home.
He's not here.
He's the president of the country.
What's your point? That the rule doesn't apply to him?
No. If he has to travel, he doesn't take permission from anybody to travel. But he said, my ministers, you don't go out of this country without my permission.
That sounds very imperialist. That sounds like a very autocratic leader.
It doesn't sound imperialist. There's somebody at the top of the pyramid.
Yeah, but you see, you can't make a law that doesn't apply to you.
No. Did you see him travel the whole of last year? He went for medical checkup. If the minister for education wants to go for medical checkup, apply to Buhari. When Buhari is traveling, he applied and told the Senate that he's traveling.
Okay.
Did he not apply? Did he not tell them that he's traveling? He sent...
But that wasn't seeking opinion. That was pretty much maybe like an order or something. Like, it couldn't have been overruled. Or could it?
It couldn't have been overruled because there's nobody that's going to overrule him in Nigeria. Who's going to overrule him?
Okay. All right. You know what? Thank you. Thank you very much. Can you even see how the dice goes? We're off on a break. 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. We'll be right back.